Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Ross Rosenberg with us, global thought leader, renowned expert in codependency, narcissism, narcissistic abuse, trauma treatment. He is the Self-Love Recovery Institute's CEO and owner and primary contributor. In addition, Ross is renowned for his expert psychotherapy, public speaking and education, and also expert witness work. His pioneering contributions to the mental health field include sweeping theoretical and practical updates on codependency, which he has renamed Self-Love Deficient Disorder. Ross, welcome back. I can't believe it's been almost 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. It was so great to be invited again. Thank you, George.
How have you been?
I've been actually really good. I've been working on another book, and it's almost finished and 4 years into making, and so that's exciting. And work is good. I'm happy about that.
Is this going to be part of the human magnet syndrome?
Oh, yeah, actually, it's an expansion. It basically rewrites everything everyone knows about codependency and narcissism. It's just wrong. The whole field of codependency got it wrong in the 70s. So basically, it's my focused attempt to finally rewrite, re-explain what codependency is and why these codependents always fall in love blindly with narcissists, pathological narcissists who are dangerous, manipulative, and only can see what they need and ignore what others.
Ross, I call these narcissists monsters. Is that an accurate portrayal of them?
Yeah, see, you know, George, the problem that I have is there's a proliferation of self-proclaimed experts everywhere on narcissism. And so there's so many definitions rolling around. So if you talk to a mental health clinician, there's a mental health disorder called narcissistic personality disorder. And that's a really messed up disorder because these narcissists, they don't know they have a problem. They can't see it. They don't go to therapy and they blame everyone else. But there are different forms of it. So the ones that have sociopathy or sociopathic narcissists, so it's a combination of narcissistic personality disorder and another disorder, long form is antisocial personality disorder, or sociopath. The sociopathic narcissists are the monsters because they don't have empathy. They do not have remorse. They think ahead of time what they want to do and how they're going to do it. They plan it. Where you got these garden variety, you know, narcissists who just are grandiose. They just think they're better than everyone else, and they jump in front of conversations. They think the world is looking at them. But these monster sociopath narcissists, they live in the shadows, and they know how to exploit people. They look for their victims, and they strategically weaken them in order to get control over them. And that's why we call them monsters.
They're very good at what they do, aren't they?
Well, they're good because they were born that way. These monster narcissists, or I'm going to call sociopaths, they were born that way. They were born in a world where they were crushed and destroyed early. And so they came up as a little child knowing only that the only thing that's ever going to give them pleasure is what they take. It's a dog-eat-dog world. You're either the fly or the windshield. So by the time they become adults, they are thinking only about what can I do, how can I get it at all costs. And so they find what I call normal or healthy individuals or codependents, and they find their weaknesses. They find the cracks, the fissures. They find their vulnerabilities, and then they spring forward, and they exploit. It's like parasites. They take from these codependents or their victims everything that they have just for themselves, and they give very little in return, and often can destroy their lives.
What or who created them when they were small? Their parents?
So all of us, and I don't want to go into, I'm not invited to talk about attachment theory, but all of us, our personalities are developed by how we were raised. So if we were raised by normal average parents with normal average problems, we're going to get a lot of love and nurturing, and we're going to grow up and we're going to bring that into our adult life, and we're going to know about it, and we're going to choose partners that given to us. But if we came from parents that were abusive, crushing, crushingly abusive and mean and nasty, that creates a shutdown, a complete crushing of personality development. And that child moves forward into adulthood with no development of morals, no development of ethics, concern, regard. They take that world in which they felt crushed. They want to crush it back. They want to steal from it. They want to destroy it. And those are the people that know exactly what they have to do in order to get it, because that's what they had to do when they were children. And I don't say this to bring any sympathy for them. As I tell a lot of people, if we had sympathy for all the sociopaths in the world, our prisons would have no one. I mean, but that's where it comes from. And they take that frame of reference, and they use it, abuse it, and they literally crush people. That's why my favorite term is to explain these sociopathic narcissists are parasites. They live on the life force of the victim, and they will take it and take it and take it until there's nothing left.
They're like vampires.
Yeah, like vampires. I mean, actually, I'm a psychotherapist in therapy. I use the word vampire or emotional vampires as a metaphor. You know, vampires suck blood. Blood is life force. Well, these sociopathic narcissists, these monsters, they suck the emotional, financial, life force, energetic, sexual life force of the individual and leave them empty, empty as a shell, and have no empathy, because they think they deserve it, and they believe their victims needed it because they blame them for everything.
Do they then move on to another victim?
It all depends. You know, it's a general term. These pathological narcissists with sociopathic traits, it depends who they are. If they're the insecure type, who live in the shadows, who don't want people to know. You know, these are not the ones you see in the news. They're not, you know, big in business. They're not in entertainment. They don't want anyone to see them. So they live in a costume. They live by a mask. These are the ones that in their office, they have these beautiful family portraits. They talk about vacations. They present this fake facade, this metaphorical.
And we should point out that not everybody who has family portraits is a narcissist, right?
That's a good point. What I'm talking about is we're talking about these type of narcissists on the outside pretend to be normal, but on the end, because that's how they survive. Because they remember, these sociopathic monster narcissists, they know who they are. They're not like the other garden variety narcissists who are oblivious. And so they have to fit in and not be known. So back at home, they destroy everyone, but outside, they pretend to be something that some are likable, some are respected. So to your question, do they move on? The ones that are insecure, they need the family. They need the wife or the husband in order to exist. The vampire is not going to get rid of his zombie victims who give him blood. He needs them in order to, he wants to keep them close. So most of these sociopathic narcissists, these monsters, they don't move on. But every so often, their victims will find a psychotherapist like me, whether it's through my YouTube channel or my selfloverecovery.com website. They will realize there's a way out, and that becomes problem number one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When does the narcissist, Ross, show his or her true colors?
They show their true colors when it is safe. So when there is no chance or little chance of consequences. Okay, so remember, these are sociopaths. They know what they're doing. They're not just the grandiose, you know,
it's bragging. Not just the screwed up personality.
Yeah. So they know what they're doing. And so, if things get hot, if let's say someone is noticing them, they have to crush that person. They have to crush it directly through aggression, but more often than not, passive aggressively, behind the scenes, covertly. These are the ones that will do anything to destroy the reputation, the impact of someone that's trying to out them. It's almost as if
conniving.
You're going to steal their oxygen. Their whole life force, their whole power is being secret.
My God.
If you out them, I have a video, and I'm not a rock star, no way, but I have a video. It says, don't take the mask off a covert narcissist run. It's viewed 4 million times. I still have to pinch myself. I can't. But the reason that video has been viewed so many times, it basically says, don't mess with these people because they have so much to lose if you try to expose them. You need to escape without trying to expose them, because they will do anything to crush the victim who's going to show the world they're a monster.
Is Vladimir Putin one of these?
Well, I haven't personally met him nor diagnosed him, but I sincerely believe from all the information, and then I read the papers a lot, that he is a sociopath. And he shows actual cold indifference, no regard for humanity. He lies. Everything's about himself. Anyone who challenges him or who tries to take his masks off, talk about don't take your mask off, just run. Well, he kills them. And he is probably the easiest person for me to diagnose as a sociopath based upon everything we know.
Right.
Because if you don't have any moral fiber, you don't have any empathy, any regard for human life and feelings, you can do almost anything. And if you're in power, forget about it.
What do they want? What is their end game?
Power. So if you go back to the childhood explanation, you know, where they were raised, they were crushed as children, they were almost destroyed. So in their point of view, their only way to feel safe in the world is by power, by money, by land, by politics. So someone like Putin, he establishes power almost globally, but someone like next door neighbor, power by, you know, blackmail, by gaslighting, by threats, by unreasonable mental manipulation. But it is power to protect them from, they don't want to give up anything that they have taken or stolen.
They must have a charm about them, Ross, in order to pull in and capture someone who cares about them.
Absolutely. And this is where politics and these narcissistic monsters come into play. You have to rise to the level of where you are seen as likable, respectable, lovable. You have to create an outside persona. It's like an actor. It's like wearing a costume. You can't be a total jerk. You got to watch my words here.
Yeah, and it's a radio show. Got to be careful.
You can't be a total jerk and hope to rise to positions of power, hope to get the beautiful woman or the beautiful man that you want, hope to get hired in a prestigious law firm. You have to mold yourself. You have to shape yourself into what you know people like. And these monster sociopath narcissists, they know what people want and like. That is their skill set. They can read their subjects, and they know what that person wants to see. So they can shape themselves for sometimes an indefinite period of time and be that fake person so they can get the power. And once they solidify their power, once they weaken their opponents, once they shut them down, they gaslight them, they sabotage them, then their true self comes out and they don't worry because they've created a circle around them to defend their power and to weaken opponents.
What's the difference between someone who is trying to better themselves in a good way? They're intuitive, they read people well and everything else. A lot of traits of a narcissist who have these abilities, not the mean stuff, but the abilities to read people and know what to say and stuff like that. What's the difference between the good guy and the bad one?
Well, let's look at empathy, first of all. You can have empathy because you're a good guy. You love someone, whether it's your child, your neighbor. You're just a healthy, normal human that has empathy.
You cry when people fall and get hurt.
You
stuff
cry,
like
yeah,
that.
Empathy. The sociopathic narcissist doesn't have empathy, so they have to pretend.
Do they wish they had empathy? Or not, they don't care?
Not really. They don't care because they don't really have that center core that feels like they lost anything. Now, that would be the guard-riding narcissist. But to the intuitive part, intuition is independent of good mental health or bad mental health. So you can be a criminal sociopath and have good intuition and know when to, and I say this rhetorically because it's a horrible crime, to rape someone or to rob a bank. Just have this intuitive feeling of, or you can be this wonderfully healthy, wonderful person, have good intuition and know when to take care of someone or when to talk. So intuition is, it should not be aligned with personality types. It's an independent thing. So the sociopath uses his intuition for evil and bad. They try to figure people out. They go by experience. They use this gut feeling. And these narcissist monsters who have good intuition and who are intelligent are the most dangerous and evil of all of them.
Are they what we would consider to be successful people?
The smarter they are, the more calculated they are, the more successful. And that's the difference between the garden, and this happens a lot in politics, I'm not going to mention names, but people in politics who are narcissistic, they're more grandiose and sociopathic. They it's like they get drunk on the power and the you can think of all the ones that, I'm not going to mention names, but they get drunk.
I know you want to, though. I know you want to.
I was thinking of one guy, George Santos. He's been disgraced. I don't think he has any fans. I don't think I'm going to offend anyone. He was the guy that basically everyone kicked out, both the right and the left. But he completely lied about everything. There was nothing that was the truth. He found what people needed to hear. If he was talking in front of Jewish people, he told them that his parents were concentration camps. And your listeners know about him. It's because he knew what people wanted in order to get their money. But the difference between the successful ones, and I use successful loosely because the successful can be dangerous and harmful.
Sure.
But the ones that don't get caught, I'll call that successful, lies in intelligence. Bernie Madoff had sociopathic traits. He was a monster.
A great salesman.
But his intellect was beyond brilliant. And so that was his best way to keep from getting caught, is he could calculate how close he was to getting caught and what to do.
But it all caves in eventually, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because that's what happens to most of these vampire sociopathic narcissists. They believe they are bigger, more important, and above the law. But that's where the delusion comes in. They're not, and they can't see that people will eventually catch them. It's just a matter of time.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.